Athens. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, 125, let's do this. Thursday Music Club, look who's here. Kara, we got Sam Fisher in the studio.
I love when Sam is in the studio.
Kind of mixes it up a little bit, doesn't it? Takes the edge off, doesn't it, for you?
Does indeed. Played Forward, let's get caught up on that. PlayedForwardSTL.org. You've been grabbing instruments, getting them in the hands of kids that don't have them. They're learning music. You're doing stuff. You're doing amazing stuff.
We're doing a little more than that lately, by the grace of...
Here it comes. That look on your face. I knew you had something to tell us.
And I just think it's really special. I was contacted from a sexual abuse housing place, and there's a young girl that is there. She's only 6 years old. And her social worker contacted Play It Forward and asked if we could help with a music instrument, that she's showing a great desire to play the violin. And immediately, I put it on Facebook. Of course, for her privacy, I blocked a few things out. And within minutes, Stephen Knowles from St. Louis Strings jumped right in and said, come on down, pick up a violin. And I went yesterday to pick it up, a $600 violin as a gift to our little girl. So I'm so excited about
that. That's awesome.
Isn't that good stuff? I love it.
Good for you. So what else are you looking for right now?
Well, we need a little bit of everything because inventory is extremely low.
Right.
We gave a lot of stuff away, and we have plenty of time because summer's coming and the kids are going to be out of school. So it's a great time for me to gather up instruments and do that all throughout the summer with shows and events, donations. And monetary donations are greatly needed as well. That pays for a lot of the marketing materials and advertisements that I may do here and there. So playitforwardstl.org for more information.
Any fundraisers coming up that we need to draw attention to?
It's still May 18th at the pageant. The School of Rock kids are going to perform. They're going to do Pink Floyd, Rush. There's like five bands total. And these kids are like 9 and 10 years old.
That's awesome.
It's going to be great. And their parents are going to come. Of course, their aunts and uncles. So I think we're going to have a pretty big house there. It'll be fun.
Good deal.
And 50% of that proceeds will go to Play It Forward, and the other half will go to the School of Rock's scholarship fund, which will help other kids learn music that maybe their parents can't afford to send them to School of Rock. So it's a great program all the way around. And I will keep you updated on our baby girl and let her know how she's doing with the violin. Oh, and I've got to mention this.
Did you give her the violin yet?
No, we just picked it up yesterday, so I'm going this weekend.
So you'll post a picture of her?
I won't post her picture, no, for privacy and anonymity.
That makes sense.
But we'll...
You got to tell us at least what her reaction is next week.
I'm going to. I'm really excited. I think it's a very special request, and we're just so blessed to be able to give her that. And that's all she asked for. She wasn't asking for baby dolls or toys. She wanted a violin. And I think that's extremely touching. And of course, I do want to mention that our girl, Jessica, that we talked about, she did just pass away recently.
Yeah.
And we'd given her the Tim McGraw guitar. And her people had gotten back to me shortly after her funeral. And her mother expressed great appreciation for the guitar that she had. It took up a lot of her time while she was in the hospital. And if you're in the hospital as a child and you're there for multiple days in and days out, kind of gives her something to do. So that gave her great joy in that last few months. So yeah, God bless her.
That was very sweet of you. Do you play an instrument?
I am teaching myself to play the piano.
You're teaching yourself to play the piano?
Do you need one?
I have a piano, so you may end up with a piano very soon.
Oh, thank you.
YouTube videos or stickers that you're putting
on the
keys?
We have the books, and I'd taken some lessons, and then you just... You know, I mean, I'm a beginner, so it's not like I'm, you know, teaching myself
what
anything.
What can you play? Can you play a song yet?
I as I told you, Turkey in the Straw, I'm tremendous.
Yeah.
It's a lot of classical music. You know, you end up doing the When the Saints Go Marching In and such, but.
Just don't learn Adele's Someone Like You. Please.
No, I don't have that one.
They had
the
such
Fray,
a...
I told you, How to Save a Life is one of my favorite songs,
right.
And so I'd love to be able to play that one.
They had so many people in music stores in England that would go into where the pianos are and play Someone like you that they actually put signs up that said
hilarious.
You're not allowed to play that song on these pianos in here.
That's hilarious.
All right, another facet of what Sam does besides Play It Forward, which, by the way, is at playitforwardstl.org, is turning us on to some local sounds. Sorry, I was channeling Mitch. Local groups, what they're doing, where they're playing. Let's start. What do you got?
Well, I thought we'd mix it up a little bit this week. So this girl I'm really excited about, she just came on board with Play It Forward as an intern for the summer. She's already done some great things. We were together yesterday picking up the violin. Her name is Trixley LeRae. This track is called Sunglasses. It's off her album Little Miss Incredible 2. You can catch her a lot at the Gramophone, the End Spot, down in the Del Mar Loop. Of course, you can find her on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube. She's a student at Lindlewood, and she has a BA in history. And she's a singer-songwriter. She co-written a song with Nelly, How'd You Get Your Money?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing great things. She's a beautiful girl. Gorgeous. It is a big deal. Yeah, she knows what she's doing in her arena, singer-songwriter. I really like her a lot. And she stepped up with Play It Forward. She actually gave a PowerPoint presentation today at her college for part of her assignment, and she said it went extremely well. So we like some Trixie.
And you brought some music from her?
I did. This is Sunglasses. Check it out.
I'm not playing it. Who is? Not helping me, then you useless. No bullshit, that's what the truth is. So stay the hell away, goodbye, deuces. This is just me, all raw, check the contents. This ain't kids by voice like a mom. If you think when I do it, say such nonsense. Stop thinking of me, give me up your conscience. So you got me track, ripping off every link. Only thing flowing stronger is the liquor I drink. And my ambition has no end. Came over hungry like a broke friend back then. Oh, wait, had songs to show them, but they wasn't trying to hear it. By the end of 2010, them folks was caught in all my lyrics.
That's going to be my ringtone.
Corey Hart, I love that sample.
It's
going
to be my ringtone, yo.
She has little Nicki Minaj work in there.
How old is she? Sounds very young.
I think she's, I'm not going to give her age over the airwaves.
She's got a BA in history. Come on.
Yeah, let me tell you, this girl is hot and she's gorgeous. I think she's single. Go check her out.
Hmm? Trixie LeRae. Is that her stage name? Or is that her name?
Do we say stage name?
Yeah.
Do we?
Did what? Who?
Hmm? What?
That's
I know where you went with it.
You know, I know where you were going.
Without no, fire poles. Got a stage for like a band.
I would believe that's her artist name. Maybe what we would call
is that
it.
The
an artist
politically
name.
Correct way to say that now?
Yeah, okay. I'm coming to the stage, Trixie.
I know. She looked at me like, did you just call my friend a stripper? No, a stage
that's
name
is called, right?
Oh, it's for the kids, so we'll do what we have to do.
Trix,
whatever
I was on your side with that one, girl. All right, that's really good. And did you say that is on a release that's available or no?
Yes. Yeah, you can check out all her music on, like I said, YouTube, SoundCloud, all the normals, Reverb Nation. And again, she co-written a song with Nelly, so I think she's running in some good neighborhoods. I love it.
I would say so.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with this young lady, and I'm glad that she's on board with Play It Forward.
All right, we get one more on. What do you want to do?
This is kind of fun, too. I ran into these guys a couple of years ago. They were out at the Blues Fest, and they were walking around passing out their CDs. And their 17-year-old and 19-year-old, their friends, they went to school together. One of them just graduated. The act is called TAG, Tag Team.
Is that their stage name?
Yes, that would be their stage name as well.
Coming to the stage.
TAG. It's actually T.A.G. They released their first album in 2012 called Superstar Mentality. This is fun. At the Chevis Arena on June 8th at 6 p.m., the Loose Cannon Celebrity Basketball. Are you familiar with that, Carney?
No.
They've been doing this for quite a while. Apparently, this Loose Cannon brings in all these celebrity basketball.
And who's Loose Cannon?
I'm not sure. I guess that's the promoter, perhaps.
Probably
of this
stage
event.
Name.
Yeah. Anyway, the ticket price is $20, $30, $40 and up. But these kids will be performing at halftime. Last year when they performed there was 3,500 people there. So a pretty big deal. And they bring kids in, and it's a family-friendly event. So if you want to get your tickets, go to ChevisArena.com. But I like these guys so much. They're clean-cut. They're young. They're handsome. I think they're making a great scene in St. Louis. And this track is called How Could You?
TAG Team. And we go out with that with Thursday Music Club. Sam, thank you much. Folks, don't forget to Play It Forward, STL.org. for more information about her philanthropic work, and we urge you to get involved. So let's hear some TAG. Good. Thursday Music Club, 135. All right, let's get out to the roadway, see what's going on traffic-wise. That's Maren. Has that view for you?